friends of the Creaking Door. This is your host to welcome you again into the other side. Kind of dead, did you say?
Well, yes, but we have our grisly little amusements. For example, our museum has the only authentic copy of the Moaning Lisa. In music, we're very fond of Mendelssohn's Overture to a Midsummer Night's Dream. As for the movies, what really rattled our bones was Razorhead. As the dentist said when the drill hit bottom and the patient screamed, "You've got a nerve."
It begins at night, outside a railroad station. It's raining, and Anne Winslow had just missed the last train that would take her to the house she lived in a couple of miles outside the city.
to stay here with you.
No,
Yeah. He's a very headstrong fella. I wouldn't care to argue with him.
Can't leave him here.
Looks like the rain's coming back.
Take him with you.
He don't want to go. Besides, you wouldn't send him into the storm, would you? In his condition? Good night, baby.
No,
how'd you happen to miss the train last night?
I've...
Did the taxi's license number?
No.
The driver's name, remember?
No, I was too frightened to think I'd done.
Would you recognize the driver if you saw him again?
I'm not sure. It was dark and I might, but
I'm not giving you anything at all. Thousands of cabs, thousands of drivers, and I've got nothing to go on.
I'm sorry, Mr. Manson.
Well, forget it. The drive out here wasn't bad, and I met someone nice.
Thank you.
I just wish I could be of more help. Well, if anything comes up, don't be shy about yelling for me. It's my job.
You don't think I'm crazy?
No, of course not. This whole business, well, it was just one of those things, huh? Well, I better get back to headquarters.
Yes. You've been very patient.
All right. All right.
Goodbye. One of what things? He was in that chair. All right, Tom. Nothing. Nobody in it. This cushion's getting shabby. Maybe if I turn it over. From the other side. Someone already had turned it over because it wasn't a dream. It wasn't a dream. It was...
Maybe things were locked up a
had a quiz wrong.
No.
Miss Woodrow, what's the matter?
Mr. Manson?
Yes.
I thought you...
Who?
I don't know.
Let me help you out.
I was so tired.
You better get back to your house.
No.
It's cold. You have no coat. Come on.
All right. He's there.
Steve?
Oh, God.
I see. How did you get him?
Doesn't
he care?
He's dead.
Did you?
Somebody. He's loaded. Got it.
Don't talk anymore.
He started to circle.
In the house.
How did you get here?
My car.
Out the road. I met him
time. I was worried about you. So what's it then?
I can't go through that door. So I had hope to see.
You've been very brave. Just step past it.
I gotta get out. Just stay broke. You won't get it.
was a murderer.
He was. That's why he started shooting without waiting to find out. All I wanted was to tell him to move that car of his. It was blocking the road.
Quite a cut-up, Mr. Benson, wasn't he? And ambitious, too. Wanted to leave his mark on somebody's throat. He probably believed wholeheartedly in that proverb. You know the one. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Oh, that reminds me. I'd better hurry out and turn the motor off on that taxi. Oh, yes, it'll be still going. You can rely on that because nothing's sure but death and taxis.